understanding your reactions to your partner.
Hey everyone, Stephanie Costello here, mom of three, wife, animal lover, and entrepreneur. My goal with this podcast is to share healthy intimacy skills. If you feel you are the only one struggling, I promise you are not alone. It's time to take action and make shit happen.
Today is a day full of self-exploration. I am tired, but I'm gonna keep going. Okay, so when it comes to your reactions to your partner, it is very simple. Where they come from? Your family of origin. How did you experience life in your house? I say that it's very simple, which really it's not, because digesting it and learning to overcome it and challenging yourself to learn new skills is rather challenging. Excuse me. It is not fun, especially when you have kids and your kids are exerting back the same negative behaviors that you had yet to learn to overcome. I have no experience in that whatsoever. All right, all seriousness, all joking aside, if you are being challenged by your partner and you're meeting resistance and you're having some sort of perspective that your partner has a different perspective on and you're getting angry with them, and when you get angry and you're screaming or yelling in a loud voice, or you're, maybe the opposite. Maybe you're walking away and ignoring it and just, or being passive with your communication and just saying, yeah, whatever, I don't really care about this topic. When you really do, you just don't know how to work through the resistance and communicate through the problem and overcome the challenge of having two different perspectives in your relationship. And you have to be self-disciplined. There's always, you know, there's usually like one person doesn't like something and the other person is like, well, this is what I want, so I'm going to stand my ground. And the person who doesn't like it is like, well, this is what I want and I'm standing my ground. And then we're at a standoff. One person needs to take a step forward, and so does the other person also needs to as well. When you're in the midst of anger, who's responsible for those emotions? Is it your partner for angering you, or is it you and how you react? Are you responsible for how you react and how you overcome the challenge of being angered? Because that is a significant challenge. A perspective change and growth is not an easy challenge to overcome. I know recently for me, a challenge that I've needed to overcome, internal challenge, has just been not letting my head trash eat me alive. Because when I let that negative message continue to play in my head, it leaks out in other parts of my life. And it doesn't make me a good coach, it doesn't make me a good mom, doesn't make me a good partner, doesn't make me a good me. And who am I without those thoughts? Who am I as a person without those thoughts? Something I did recently on Facebook was I posted a post requesting people to, like, what do people think about me? And the responses were astronomically positive, like completely blew me away. So grateful for all of the positivity. You know, when you're scrolling, we're scrolling through Facebook or newsfeed or whatever, I'll speak specifically to myself, and I'm reading all this stuff, and you know, my CEO calls it fake book or insta lie. And I'm getting this like I'm glorifying other people and their whatever it is that I'm reading and bashing myself. And then I get all of that glorification in return too. It's like, I don't know what it is about how, you know, social media and how it controls, how we let it control us, I should say. We let it control the story in our head. And even if this, what we're reading may be positive, we're like resisting, like, no, that can't be true. Why do I deserve positivity? It's like our standing in our ground and standing in our growth mindset is so valuable. and important. So when you're understanding yourself and you're exploring yourself and the reasons how you react to your partner, it is important to go back to your origin of your family. If you think back about how your parents respond to you, how you responded to your parents, if it wasn't a healthy communicating situation, it's important to learn those skills and how, you know, what skill works best for you, what skill works best for your partner, how do you learn to communicate with each other. This is an ever-evolving, revolving door. This door will continue to revolve and you'll grow and then all of a sudden hit some sort of roadblock and be like, okay, now we got to do it again. And around and around and around and around you'll go. When you decide to give up, then life stops moving and that's on you to also manage or ask for support in. Either way, I would love to support you through and your partner through these challenges that life kind of gives us. And things that we don't recognize or realize until we've had to overcome it for a particular reason in our life. So like, subscribe, share, comment, do all the things. I look forward to connecting and just the joy of spreading the gift of empowerment. Have a good day. Bye.